being too intellectual loses the spiritual high. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the thought for today. Being too intellectual loses the spiritual high. Why is it that children are so happy? Why is it that young people are so uninhibited and like life and in delight in life? Why is it that whenever we take the simple road, we find the beautiful solutions to all that exist? Why is that? Well, the reason for that is that being too intellectual loses the spiritual high. Now, what is a spiritual high? A spiritual high is when you feel bliss, when you feel great, you feel wonderful, you feel fantastic, you feel glorious, you feel that life is just so great, you just cannot begin to describe it because it is such a good feeling inside and outside and around and about you. You just feel so fulfilled in every blessed way. It's great. But when you begin to get too intellectual, you lose it. The monks, the priests, the religious people of old and of new, they oftentimes say, O Lord, help thou mine unbelief. And what is it that they're saying when they're saying, Lord, help thou mine unbelief? What they're saying is that I've gotten far afield from the belief that I'd once had, that belief that all is good and that all is God and that all is wonderful, the belief that once told me that there is only the beauty in this world, there is only the highlight of the divine in me in this world, all that matters in this world is living now and living beautifully and living holy and perfectly. All that matters is being my divine self. That's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference in the world. And I sometimes drift away from that, and I get into the intellectualism. I get into, why was the earth formed? Why was mankind brought forth on earth? What sort of principle? Where does mankind come out of? What is his beginnings, his ending? Is man a spiritual being or is man a human being? What is man? And I go into all of this intellectualism and I go into all of this deep studious attitude, and what I come up with is nothing satisfying. It doesn't make my life any richer or any more happy or any more fulfilling to know where I came from or where I'm going and what life's all about. All that makes my life happy is when I can live in the now and be in a state of absolute bliss, the state of knowing who and what I am. And knowing who and what I am, I am divine. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I cannot say I came from this lineage and that lineage, and I came out of this planetary system, or I came out of this atomic splattering across the universe. That's all very intellectual and very fine and very interesting, and to the mind that wants to play that game, it's great. But to the mind that settles back and says, I'm happy, I'm delighted, I am divine, I am good. Yes, take time to smell the roses. We've heard that phrase, and we've oftentimes thought, hearing that phrase, it means something other than what it means. Take time to smell the roses means stop your twisty, busy journey into the nowhereness where you'll find nothing, and live in the now where everything is, and everything is revealed to us, to me, in its beautiful, simple, ideal form. I am the ideal man. Now, I may or may not be expressing it, depending upon how confusing I get about it, but I am the ideal man. And as the ideal man, I think the ideal thoughts. Now, what are the ideal thoughts that I think? I think the ideal thoughts that I like me. I think the ideal thoughts, I am a beautiful creation. I think the ideal thoughts, I am perfect in every divine precept. I am perfect in every divine precept because that's all that I am, that's all that I know. Now, I get away from that intellectualism and I get into the feeling nature. Not the feeling nature where I become maudlin about things, but the feeling nature where I become sensitive, where I smell the roses, where I see the sunlight dashing off across the leaves of the trees. I see the child's smile. I see my friends who say, "Good morning, Herb, how are you?" And I look at them and I say, "I am wonderful, thank you. You look so great." And of course they look great, because they're looking at goodness in me. They're goodness in self that's looking at the goodness in me. And I am the goodness in them. And I am looking at them and I'm saying, "Wow, you guys are great, you're wonderful," whoever they may be. And I walk down the street with a smile on my face and all the world smiles back at me. I walk down the street with joy in my heart and all the world is singing joy in their heart with me. I reach down to hug and snuggle my puppy, and my dog looks up at me and says, "Yes, you can do this 99% of the time, and then 1% of the time I want to go hug the rest of the world too. But it's okay, you just go right ahead. I don't mind at all." And we have three little kittens. They're only about a month or 2 months old, something like that. They're just little things. And they're getting bigger and bigger all the time. And I pick them up. And they don't mind. I pick them up by the scruff of the neck. That they like the best. Because then they just sort of melt in my arms. Or I pick them up under their tummy. And I lift them onto my chest. And they sit there and they say, "I like the beat of your heart. It feels good." And as I pet them behind the ears, I tickle them behind their ears. And they look up at me and they say, "You can just keep that up forever." And this is what the real meaning of life is all about. This is what the real impact of life is all about. The real impact of life is the love that we share with ourselves, to ourselves, and to our creation. The love that we share is just so easy to do and so beautiful to do. It doesn't take a lot of knowledge. It doesn't take a lot of awareness. You don't have to say, "Now, what's your ulterior motive in doing this? Why are you doing this? And what purpose are you doing this here? You're going to get yourself in trouble doing that. What's going on here and what's going on there?" And you see, as you do that, what happens? As you do that, you are creating yourself a situation where you say to yourself, "I have to be careful how happy I am. I have to be careful to whom I am happy, because they might take some ulterior motive out of what I'm doing." And then I say to myself, "No way. I am me and I like being me. If people misunderstand me, that's because I think they misunderstand me. And nobody ever misunderstands me. Everybody understands me, and everybody loves me just for what I am. And I am unconditional love. I go around accepting everybody just the way they are, and I love them just the way they are, and I greet them just the way they are. But I create them in the first place just the way I am. Because out of me is from whom I create all in my world. Out of me. Out of who I am, out of what's going on in my heart, in my life, in my world. It's who I am. I am the glory. I am the goodness. I am the purity." Oh, we sing these beautiful hymns of the church. We listen to the beautiful concerts of music. We think of this music that radiates in our mind and glorifies our awareness. We are lifted up by the joy of the music, the joy of the good words. Well, do it all the time. Do it all the time. You won't understand why. You don't need to understand why. The vibrations inside of you harmonize with the vibrations of beautiful music. The vibrations inside of you harmonize with the vibrations that are in the world that you've created about you, of good and beautiful and fabulous people. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's what it's always going to be about. We have the opportunity to let go of that too intellectual aspect and claim the spiritual high, which is our every moment, every thought, every moment, every experience. Every moment we have this intellectual that goes away and the spiritual high that comes to stay. That's who we really are, and that's all we really want to know. Join me in this wonderful, wonderful melody of delight, of the morning sun, of the flowers blooming in my garden, of the rabbits hopping here and there, of Rex lying on my bed, putting his head up where my pillow is, just thinking that he is the king of all golden retrievers, and he is. I'm thinking of the kitty cats as they jump on my chest, and as they sit there and purr and purr and purr and say, yep, we're in harmony. Yep, we are on our spiritual high together. It is wonderful, isn't it? And it is. For all creation is a reflection of who I think I am. And I'm not an intellectual, aware person who knows all knowledge. But I am a spiritually high person who lives in my ideal spirit, mind, and body now and every moment of my life. I know you'll join me because I invite you, and I see you with me on this spiritual high in our ideal spirit, mind, and body now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.